الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We are now, today is the 25th of Jamadu Thaniya, which means another 4 or 5 days left of this month. Then we come into the month of Rajab, which is the 1 month of Ashhur-e Hurum. This 1 month is here separate, and the 3 other months are Zulqada, Zulhijjah, and Muharram, which come consecutively later. In the Sahih of the Quran Sharif, Jamadul Ula, after 1 month, and Rajab will come. Anyway, one important thing, Allah give us tawfiq, we'll mention it at that time. The first night of Rajab, the whole month is a special month, and the first night is a special, extra special night. And one particular thing of the first night of Rajab is that du'as are readily accepted by Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. So a person should not miss out on that. There are many things particularly which we want to make du'a of. Those, when the special moments come, then don't miss out at that time. Turn to Allah Ta'ala. Increase our du'as at that time. So, inshallah, this we will discuss at that time. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّي اُذْكُرُ اللَّهِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. O you who believe, worship Allah Ta'ala. Remember Allah Ta'ala. So the remembrance of Allah, that we must remember Allah Ta'ala. And many other ayats, Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكْ, and remember the name of Allah. Repeat the name of Allah. So these are two separate commands. One is to remember Allah, one is to remember the name of Allah. The reality of it is, the actual is the remembrance of Allah, that we should remember Allah. But how do we get to remember Allah? By remembering His name. The Mubarak name of Allah Ta'ala, when we will keep on repeating it, and that is what it is, what we call our dhikr. That we make dhikr, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Allah, 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 illallah, illallah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Like that we remember it a number of times, 100 times. And then that is remembering. Then the remembrance of Allah will come into us. By remembering the name of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala will come. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahumullah, explains that only Allah's name is that you mention the name, and whose name it is, Allah, is there. You remember the ism, and the musamma is there immediately. Whether it's middle of the night, wherever you are, you just take the name of Allah, and Allah is there. And there's nobody else who is like that. You take the name of the greatest buzurg also, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jailani rahmatullah alayhi. Took his name, but he's not here now. You take the name of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not here when we take his name. It is only and only Allah. You take his name and he's there for you immediately. And Allah Ta'ala is such, as is the famous incident mentioned of that idol worshipper who was worshipping his idols for 100 years. Ya Sanam, idol, oh my idol, oh my idol, 100 years, but no benefit. He had to make the idol himself. The height of stupidity is that you make your own God, who you are supposed to believe, who does everything, but you have to make him. So how can that ever be the right thing? After that, no matter how you put that idol, the idol can't change its own position. How is it going to change the condition of other people? If you leave it sitting, standing, on the side, wherever it is, it can't do anything. You put some food in front of it, it can't eat it. It doesn't eat it, can't eat it also. The flies, the mice come and eat that food, can't stop them also. And you put your best food for the idol. The people who worship the idol and they make the sacrifices, they put the best food. And the idol can't even see it, can't smell it, can't taste it, can't eat it. And the mice are eating it. The flies are eating it. And it can't stop them. What is the height and stupidity of idol worship? So, and the person taking the name of the idol, Ya Sanam, it can't hear at all. One time by mistake, and see the value of our zikr also, even if you are like falling asleep. When it's half sleepy, he said, Ya Samad. And immediately Allah responded and said, my banda, I'm here, what you want of me? So Allah is that being, you take his ism, and the musamma, whose name you have taken, is there for you. And he's there to help you. And how many cases people who turn to Allah and Allah's help was there immediately for them. Open help. If some people saw the actual farishtas coming also. In the battle of Badr, Allah tabaraka ta'ala first sent down 1,000 farishtas. And the Sahaba saw the farishtas coming. And they turned to istastaghithuna rabbakum. When you pleaded to Allah ta'ala, to get the help of Allah Ta'ala, three things are required. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا صَبَرْ and taqwa. And the third is, إِسْتَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ. And you plead to Allah Ta'ala. So they were 1,000, Allah Ta'ala, the kuffar were 1,000 strong. So Allah Ta'ala sent 1,000. And then Allah Ta'ala helped them further. They were three times more in number than the Sahaba. They were about 1,000. The Sahaba were about 313. So three times more. So Allah increased from 1,000 to 3,000. Then there came news that the kuffar, they have got military aid. For other people are coming to help them. Then Allah increased the number to 5,000. So Allah's help comes like that. So there are people who have seen the help of Allah. Even in our zamana now, how many people have reported that in what desperate conditions they were, they turned to Allah, cut themselves from everything, only turned to Allah, and how Allah's came unbelievably, how Allah Ta'ala's help came. So Allah is that being that you just have to call on Him. That being of Allah, in so many aspects, there is no limit to exhaust the who Allah Ta'ala is. For example, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, as we see the name of Allah Ta'ala written here on top, Allah. If we just have to ponder on that also, Hazrat explained it, and these are the real lovers of Allah, the Ashiqeen. They notice all this. First is the Alif. Alif is already one. So that before, Allah is one. The Alif is telling you, Allah is only one. At the end is who? It's only Him. The beginning is only one. To awwal, to akhir, to zahir, to batin. To awwal jiska koi awwal nahi. To akhir jiska koi akhir nahi. Allah is that one before whom there is nobody. It's only Him. Allah is that last one who after Him, He is the last one. He's the first and the last. So Allah's very name denotes to that. Then on the Alif, we see a little bit the top like a flag. So this is like, the Alif is like the pole, like where governments, etc., when they establish themselves anywhere, they put their flag up. So and then on top is the flag, and that flag now denotes that we ruling here. This is our land, and we rule here. So Allah Ta'ala's pole of oneness, me alone, one alone, I rule the whole world. So that just from there already, we must realize the sovereignty. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Allah Ta'ala is the King of Kings, Kings of the Sovereigns, of all the rulers of the world, who is ruling over them is Allah. And we are commanded to follow the rulers, as long as they rule according to the law of Allah. When they don't rule according to the law of Allah, then we discard them. But we follow Allah Ta'ala. So even in a Muslim rulership, even the husband who is the ruler over his wife, even the parents who are the rulers of the children, we are told to follow our rulers. But if they command us something against the rule of Allah, against the law of Allah, then we will bypass them. We will discard them. We will only follow Allah Ta'ala. So, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. He is the owner of all kingdom. Allah is not the ruler only. A ruler rules according to the rules. So Allah doesn't rule. Allah is the Malik. يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. Allah does as He pleases. He is not bound by any rules or anything. Allah is above all rules. He does as He pleases. Til mulka man tasha. Allah Ta'ala gives kingdom to whomsoever He wants to. When He wants to, the Bani Israel, it was impossible to think that they could ever be ruling Egypt. If we think how Fir'aun had ruled over them with more than an iron fist, how he had controlled them, they had no say whatsoever. Much, much more worse than what the non-whites were in this country under the white rule. How the whites ruled this country and the non-whites, that was much more worse than that. It could never be expected that they could ever rule. But Allah Ta'ala is that Malik. Oh, if He wants to, He took them and He gave them to til mulka man tasha. The same way in our country, those people who lived before 94 and who were conscious, they knew that in this country, and especially before the 80s, before the 70s, that is when the tide started turning and going against the country. But before that, in the 50s, 60s, the white rule was what the iron fist and what a grip they had on this country, and supported by all the white countries of the world, whether it was UK, whether it was America, USA, anyone. They ruled this country. It was impossible to think that this country can be overthrown by anyone. But we see how the change came also. And all, like with the Bani Israel, Fir'aun, whatever infrastructure he made, he built up the land, he beautified his country, all the roads, all the buildings, the bridges, everything. And overnight it was given over to the Bani Israel. And Fir'aun himself, he was drowned in the river that he said, I control these waters. They run according to my command. Allah made those waters drown him. And Allah threw him out of the land for one particular reason, ulama write, amongst other reasons, that the people also believed he is God. He can't die. So Allah showed, and therefore his body is preserved till today, that yeah, he is a dead person. How he ruled, it is said for 400 years, without a headache he ruled. He had the full iron grip. Here in this country, with the white people, how they ruled, and how Allah gave this country, with all its infrastructure, to the non-whites, overnight also. The parliament of South Africa, in fact anywhere else, buses, the non-whites had to sit only at the back. They had a few seats. In the trains, a separate coach. On the stations, the platform separate for the whites. You go to post office, to bank, a separate section for the non-whites. White separate section. And everything of the best for them. They were few, but the more space was for them. The non-whites were more, but the less space for them, less time for them, less facilities for them. But how Allah Ta'ala changed it, and now in that same parliament, you couldn't imagine a black face. Now it only were black faces there. And all the whites are out. It was impossible to Allah. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives the kingdom and sovereignty to whom He wants to. We must never ever be proud and haughty and think that it's ana wala ghairi. That one person who told his wife that arrange a special meal for one night And all of us should do that sometimes to bring the kick in the marriage again. Sometimes have a nice meal, just sit together, just the children also send them by the parents, by the uncles, and just the two. And have told her to dress up, doll up herself, prepare the best meal. When they were just about to sit to start the meal, there was a knock on the door. So he got very angry. "Who is this?" he shouted. That person said, "I'm a beggar. Allah ke naam pe kuch de do. Allah barkat dega. Allah bahut dega. Hame kuch de do. Gareeb aadmi hoon." Then he got angry. He went there and he gave him one slap. And he told him, "When we just want to have our nice times, then you come and spoil everything here." That person fell down, got up and went away. He carried on. It seems like nothing happened in his life, but everything happened. He was the owner of many shops. From that day, one shop of his started going down. Everything, he lost everything. So much so, he couldn't support his wife also. And he had to tell her, "I have no choice now but to divorce you. I can't support you." And he divorced her. And so because he couldn't support her also. She went on in life and she married somebody again. When she married, that husband again told her one time, let's have a special night, just the two of us, prepare some good food, doll yourself up, and we have a good night for ourselves. They did that, all the food prepared, just as they were supposed to start to eat, a knock on the door. And who is it? It's a beggar. "Allah ke naam pe kuch de do. Allah barkat dega." He told his wife, "Take all this food and go and give it to him." She went to the door. She opened it. She screamed and she fell down unconscious. He came running. What happened? That person troubled her, interfered with her. What happened? Why? When he went there, that person ran away. He was frightened. He ran away. So then when she gained consciousness, he asked her, she said, "No, don't worry, I just felt dizzy." But he insisted. Then he explained, he said, "Before I was married to you, I was married to another man. Just as you told me we must have this one special night tonight, he also told me. Just as we are supposed to eat, there was a knock on the door, a beggar asking. And he became angry and he slapped that beggar and chased him away. So today when I went, it was the same man. Who was my previous husband, who chased away. So he said, I'm the same beggar that came to the door. How Allah changed, how the beggar put him in the house. And how the houseman, he became a pauper, he lost everything. So Allah does, and Allah does according to our action. Jaise karni, waise bharni. As you do, so you will get. Na maane to karke dekh. If you don't want to believe the laws of Allah, see and for yourself you'll experience it. How Allah will make the obedient person so successful. And so much of goodness Allah will give. And the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what was their condition before Islam? For some of them, outwardly it became worse when they accepted Islam. Hazrat Bilal sweltering in the sun, putting him on the hot rocks and sand of Makkah Sharif. But he remained persevered. Ahad, ahad, ahad. Hazrat Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, how she was killed, how they were tortured, they went through difficulty. But afterwards they became the rulers of the world. And the same thing is for us also. If we obey Allah, the commands of Allah, find out in the proper deen and with the proper essence and the proper spirit of deen, for some it might happen that Allah gives some difficult conditions, but afterwards doors will open. And for others, without even all the difficult conditions. There were those Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who had just accepted Islam at the time of Fath Makkah. When Makkah was, they didn't suffer all that. They just came into the great victory. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. They came into that. So Allah, whoever will go through difficulty, Allah will give him great goodness. And whom Allah wants to, weak people, Allah makes it just, but they get less also. Many times we think also, a new Muslim, he just accepted Islam, passes away, all his gunas are maaf, he's mashallah, he's gone straight to Jannah. We 50, 60, 70 years, and we have to slog, make namaz, get up for fajr, keep rozas, give zakat, make hajj, and there he has gone straight to Jannah. Now, these people here, who for 50, 60 years kept roza, their position will be much more higher. They will be much more higher, all their namazes, all their rozas. On one occasion, two Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum who accepted Islam together. One of them passed away, and a year later the other Sahaba passed away. And somebody saw a dream, the person who stood up, Sahabi radiallahu anhum, who passed away a year later, he entered Jannah before the one who passed away before. So they were surprised that, and they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for one additional year, how many more namazes he performed? He got one more Ramadan and he kept all those rozas. He gave his zakat for one more year. All the good deeds, so their position is very high. So anyway, Allah gives to whom He wants to. Til mulka man tasha, wa tanzi'ul mulka mimman tasha. And Allah snatches away the sovereignty from whom He wants to. You can be the richest person, the most secure person. If Allah pulls the carpet from under your feet, you are gone immediately. Not tomorrow, but immediately you are gone already. So we have to be very careful. And all this is, kama tadinu tudanu. As you do, you are going to get. What your actions will be, how we treat the beggar, how we look down upon somebody. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi once was walking along the seashore and he saw a person in the lap of a woman and a bottle lying next to them. And then he thought, Allah shukr, Allah did not make him like that. That he's sleeping with some woman there and a bottle of beer there. So just then a storm came in the sea. And because of the storm, there was a boat that was going with five passengers. And the boat got caught in the storms of the sea, the waves. So it toppled and the passengers all fell out. So this person jumped up and he saved four people, brought them back from the sea. And then he told Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, now you go and save the other one. You are better than me, so go and save the other one. He said, I don't know how to swim also. Where am I going to go and save him? He says that you cannot swim, but you think that you are better than me, that Allah didn't make you like me. And he says, this is my mother, I'm sick. That's why she's keeping me in her lap. And this is my bottle of medicine. It's not all what you are thinking. And today, how many people we look down upon? And we just, we are judges, and we make judgment for those people. But what their position is. So Allah Ta'ala, tanzi'ul mulka mimman tasha. He can pull the carpet away from anyone at any time. And it isn't that he makes, wama rabbuka bizallamin lil'abid. Allah doesn't make any zulm on any person. It is your own doing what you do. So we have to see, we have to correct ourselves. تَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives respect and honor to whom He wants to. A person can be down and out in the gutter. Allah gives honor. And in that also, we mustn't be many of us. The mistakes we make, the gunas we make, learn a lesson from the mistakes also. Learn a lesson from the gunas also. And we correct ourselves. Make tawbah. That gunas also came in our life to teach us a lesson. There were so many people who by their material, in their material life, the mistakes they made, they learned the lesson and they became rulers of the country. So we also, even our gunas, learn a lesson that how terrible this guna is, where it lands you to him, whether it is with substance abuse, whether it is with humanizing, whether it is with gambling, whatever it is, realize our mistakes, see what our mistakes, and correct ourselves. And you come up top, what from your mistakes you come out top in the world. Take a lesson all the time. from the waves which are at the bottom, and when they go, how they are on top again. So we also, waves will come in our lives. But take a lesson from everything. When we become lazy sometimes, take a lesson from that also and see how Allah will bring us on top again. So, وَتُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ, Allah gives respect to whom He wants to. وَتُذِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ, and He disgraces and humiliates whom He wants to. Many people who are sitting on the stage and now they are throwing rotten eggs at him. And they are throwing him with tomatoes and rotten eggs. He was sitting on the stage with respect, he came. And now what is his condition? And other people, one person who had a debate with an atheist. So they started the debate. So he told him, you want to ask questions, the questioner must be at the bottom. And the one you are asking the question to is like the teacher. He must be on top. So let me sit on the stage and you sit at the bottom. Then he asked his first question, what is Allah doing at this moment? He said, Allah is putting you down on the ground and putting me up on the stage. So already Allah Ta'ala has changed the condition already. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala gives respect to whom He wants to. So He takes away respect from whom He wants to. تُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ تُذِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ, all good is only in the hands of Allah. إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, you have power over everything. In that, how beautifully the Quran has explained that don't ascribe bad towards Allah Ta'ala. But Allah is the creator and controller of good and bad. There is no other God. Shaitan is not another God. Allah is the one Allah. But the bad, Allah wrapped it up in, you have power over everything. Don't say it explicitly that, oh Allah, you have power over the evil and you control the evil and you make the harm come to people also. So you, إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, Allah is that great being, تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ, He's the one who enters to lay the night into the day. That is, what the summer days which are so long, Allah makes the night enter into the day. And make the nights long in winter, and make the days make the nights long in winter, and the days short. وَتُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ, and Allah makes the night enter into the day. When summer comes, the days become long, the nights become short. تُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ, Allah, you are the one who takes out the living from the dead. From the living hand, Allah takes out a dead egg. وَتُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ, and from the dead egg Allah takes out the living hands. Whose qudrat is all this? Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi was asked, how did you recognize Allah Ta'ala? Besides all the whole Quran is, which is filled with the recognition of Allah, and which is our first farida to recognize Allah. Only then will a person worship Allah as we are supposed to worship. So anyway, he said that I recognize Allah from a mulberry leaf. That the mulberry leaf, a deer, a buck eats it and it produces musk. And the mulberry leaf, silkworm eats and it produces silk. And from the silk we see how soft it is, how easy and enjoyable it is to handle silk. What the material. But in that silk, Allah made it so strong. Bulletproof vests are made from silk. A bullet can't penetrate silk. So this is a lesson how we should be. Enforce the law in our homes, in our own lives first, in our homes, wherever we are. But be soft like silk. Don't be hard. Then you'll make people turn away from you, from Islam. You are soft and kind, all will get attracted to it also. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, you want people to give up their gunas. You don't have to lecture them on their gunas, how bad the gunas are. You don't have to lecture them and tell them all the harms and the wrong of guna. All you have to do is like a dog that's eating a bone. What is in the bone? Nothing. But it's enjoying that bone. People enjoy their gunas. Just put a piece of meat and without any bayan, without anything else, the dog will immediately come for the meat. So introduce people to righteous deeds. What introduce them to Jannah, introduce them to kindness, to soft-heartedness, to forgiveness, to be tolerant. Introduce them to that, and people will give up their evil ways, and they will come onto the right way. So from a mulberry leaf, the deer eats it, and it makes musk. A silkworm eats it, and it makes a silk. And so, whose kudrat is it? Which university did the silkworm go and learn how to make silk? And which university did the deer go, the buck, that how I must make musk? Who is it that does it? There's a watermelon. Allah Ta'ala's great kudrat in the watermelon. One watermelon has got how many pits in it? And the pit, when it is put in the ground, then when the vine of the watermelon comes out, and it goes to a distance long, and it's flat on the ground. And then how many watermelons are in there? And how all those watermelons, how many pits they got? So in one pit, how many watermelons? In those watermelons, how many pits? And in them, how many watermelons? So, and a watermelon takes about 4 months from the time you plant it to the time it's ready and ripe. So, if all those pits had to become watermelons, all of them, everywhere, the whole world will be jammed up. Not a traffic jam, watermelon jam. No place for cars, for trains, for people, for aeroplanes, for ships. There'll be only watermelons everywhere. And whose kudrat is it that from which pits Allah want the watermelon to grow, it grows. And when it is put in the sand, it grows. Allah, He creates also, He has put in that one pit so many millions of watermelons. And that one Allah controls how it grows also. And that one Allah controls where it grows also. If it was, you swallowed some watermelon pits, and watermelon started growing from you, from where the watermelon vine came out. Now from your mouth also watermelon, from your nose also, from your ears also, watermelons are coming out. From the bottom, the front and the back, watermelons are coming out. From your navel, watermelons are coming out. Who is it who controls us? None other but one Allah. And from there learn a lesson. Allah hasn't kept His kudrat only in a watermelon. Every other pit of every fruit, everything in that one thing, one drop of money, it produces a child. He has 10 children. Those 10 children have each one 5 children. Those 50 have another, the one drop of semen, how much? Everything of Allah, one small speck, Allah has put His kudrat. So how great is not Allah Ta'ala? Man eat that watermelon, the inside, they release and enjoy it. They get all the benefits of it also. And then the skin of it, cows and oxen eat it. The cows with that watermelon skin, they produce milk. And the pits that are thrown away now, fowls eat it, the hens, and they make eggs. They don't produce more watermelon. The hen makes eggs, and the cows make milk. And that milk also, min bayni farthi wa damin, labanan khalisan sa'igan lishaybin. From the one side, the dirty napak, dung, the gober, the tongue of the, and on the other side, the napak, blood, in between, Lebanon, sa'igal, pure milk, and enjoyable for its drinkers. Allah Ta'ala takes it between the two. So see Allah's kudrat, that no matter what difficulties in life, ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra, with usr, with difficulty, there is yusr also. There is easiness also. So in all, with the blood on one side and the tongue on the other side, pure white milk in between. So matter how much you are in difficulties, Allah will take out. That man lazim al istighfar, a person who makes istighfar properly, correctly, abundantly, yaj'allahu min kulli dhiqin makhraja. From all difficulties Allah makes out. وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمِّنْ فَرَجَا. And from every worry Allah takes him out. So this is Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. We turn to Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And then man eats now that the eggs of the chicken, of the hen. And man drinks the milk of the cow. And he enjoys it. And that also not one Alhamdulillah comes out from our tongues. It is not halal for us to eat. One Bismillah we don't read also. And according to fiqh, this is not by Bismillah you read. Like many Arabs, they eat haram food. And they say, we just read Bismillah at the beginning. How sad, one of our students who graduated here, going now to university, and he's staying on campus. And then he said that he eats in the canteen there. So I said, they have, even if it is just by name, the halal they have. That this is now the halal food. He said, no, nothing, no halal there. Then I say, you eat? He said, I assume it's halal. The Arabs say Bismillah and make it halal with that. He is by his assumption. Just because I assume it's halal, so it's halal. Whereas there must be pork also. Even the other meat is not halal. But pork also. And what? How many meals are prepared with wine also? And there is no, even all the contamination is one side. Even nothing whatsoever. So how? So anyway, Allah Ta'ala, تُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَتَرْزُقُ مَن تَشَاءُ بِخَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And Allah gives rosy to whom He wants to without any hisab. Allah just gives. When Allah wants to give, Allah doesn't have to see that still so many more collectors are coming in Ramadan. I can't give my zakat first day to the first one who comes. Till the last day they're going to come and collect. So I have to think and give. Allah doesn't have to think. He is well. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I have to spend, and we have to pay debts to the Jews. We are owing them also. And they are needy people that we have to. The Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, anfiq ya Bilal, wa la takhsha min zil arshi iqlala. Just you spend, don't fear any shortage from the owner of the arsh. If a person's eyes on the arsh of Allah, his heart is big. And his pockets are big, and they have holes, he just spends all the time. But if our eyes are not, if our eyes are only on our pocket, we can't spend. And our hearts also are small and tight also. We can't think of spending. Allah give us tawfiq to know who Allah Ta'ala is. And we only started with the alif of Allah, and the whole name of Allah. And to take that name, and you get that name of Allah in your heart. Allah is in your heart. Ek tu mera to har shay meri. Zameen meri, aasma mera. Ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.